כל הלשון, כל התורה, בכל מקום.
Start today the Torah way in northwest London. Thursday, 25th November, 21st Kislev, Rabbi Dudi Lukner, Haneru Salolu Kodesh Haim. This week's Torah way has been sponsored by the Freilich family, Le'in Nishmas, Rabbi Shai Nossam, Ben Meir, Zifron Rocha Iver Freilich, on his 27th Yahrzeit.
Shush the Kahal. In a few days, Mr. Shem, we're going to be it's going to be Hanukkah. We're going to be lighting the Hanukkah candle. I'd like to take a small inyan on Hanukkah and explore a bit of the lomdus. One small detail that comes up in the halachas of Hanukkah. So start off, I suppose I've got to start with the title, I've got to connect it to what it says on the sheet. So it says, we sing by the candles, HaNeres HaLalu Kodesh Haim, Be'en HaNeres HaShus V'Yishtamish Bo'em, El HaLeresim Bilvod. The name is the Kodesh, and you're not allowed to use, you're not allowed to know from the name. So, where does this happen? This is Halacha, you're not allowed to use the name. Where does this come from? So it comes, so the source is a the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tov Reish Ayin Gimel. I'm just going to read the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says, Kol Hashmonim Mafsidus Kol Hashmonim Mafsidus Kshem L'Neir Chanukah. The Machaber says, all types of oil, all types of wicks, it's all kosher for Chanukah. For Afal Pi Shein Hashmonim Nimshochem Achar Hafsila, even though some oils aren't so good and they're not drawn well after the wick, and also Ve'ino Nisle Yofa Boizim Hafsilas, and sometimes some wicks are shvach and the light doesn't catch well into the wicks. So by Shabbos, we know there's halachas. So when it comes to halachas near Shabbos, only certain wicks and certain oils are allowed to be used, that which lights well. But by Chanukah, says the Mechaber, no, it doesn't matter. Even if it's shvach hashmonim, even if it's shvach hapsina, it doesn't matter. It's all kosher for Chanukah. The Ramah says that Shem and Zayis is better. Mishnah Berurah says because that the nature was through Shem and Zayis. So, I mean, Ikaraz, then you can be Yetzer with any types of oil, any types of fuel, any types of wick. Carries on, says the Mechaber further, Vafilu b'lel Shabbos, even Shabbos Chanukah, Shabbos, which falls in Chanukah, still, mutzah lahadlik b'neis Chanukah, hashmonim apsidus, she'osah lahadlik b'neis Shabbos. You're still allowed to use that which you're not allowed to use to the lights of Shabbos, to your lights of b'neis Shabbos. You can't use the shvach hashmonim apsidus, but then your Chanukah, even Chanukah Shabbos, you're allowed to use the bad wicks and the bad oil. Why? Says the Mechaber, the Pisha also Yudhishtamish B'nei Chanukah, because since it's also to use the light of Chanukah, you're not allowed to vanor from those lights, Bein B'Shabbos, Bein B'Chol. So this comes from a Gemara, and the Gemara basically says that when it comes to Shabbos, you're only allowed to use certain things for the light. Why is that? Because since you're allowed to use the national Shabbos, therefore, we're scared if it's a bad light and it's going to start flickering and maybe going out, you might start to tilt the wick and you're going to become over Shabbos. But that's only by Shabbos. When it comes to Chanukah, since it's also you're not allowed to have any benefit from the light, there's no chashash. You might come and move the wick because you're not allowed to use it. Only when you're allowed to use the light, then there's a chashash by Shabbos. Then there's a chashash that you're going to be over on Mave, Mechaba, whatever it is. The Malacha there, Mashen King, Chanukah, even Chanukah Shabbos, since you're not allowed to have benefit from the oil, there's no chashash that you're going to move the wick or the oil. So according to this, the Ramah points out that this is only true if you've got enough oil exactly for the Zman of the Mitzvah. Because if you've got more oil than the Zman Mitzvah, then once you've done the Mitzvah, you're allowed to get benefit from the light. Once you're allowed to get benefit from the light, then there is a chashash, you'll move the wick. So it's only allowed Shabbos Chanukah if you've got only the oil, exactly the amount, which is going to last what you need for the Mitzvah. And also the Mishnah Berurah points out that the Shamash as well, since the Shamash you're allowed to get an oil from, therefore the Shamash as well, also has to be lit only from good wicks and good oil. But the actual name is Chanukah. The mitzvah is Kayim, there's no chashash. You're going to move the wicks because it's also to have an oil from the candle. Now, so all that was Bato's introduction. Now, what type of Anah is Osir? Carries on the Mechaber. First of the Mechaber, Afilo lived like Mois, Edom Noisen Lo, you're Osir, even just to count your money, or just to check your money, or to count your money, even that's Osir by the neighbors. Afilo Tash Mishal Kedusha, Kogoy Nomois, even if you're going to want to learn, you're going to want to sit by the neighbors to learn, it seems like a wonderful Zach learned by the neighbors, Lo, you're Osir, that's Osir, you don't have to have any Anah, whether it's Tash Mishal, whether it's Tash Mishal Kedusha. It says in the Chabad, "V'yesh mishamatzi b'tash mishol kedusha," and there are those that allow you to have tash mishol kedusha. They'll allow you to learn by the neyus. So two days over here. One opinion holds that you're not allowed to have a nor from the neyus chanukah, whether it's tash mishol chol, whether it's tash mishol kedusha. And the other mandamai says, "No, only tash mishol chol, but tash mishol kedusha is musa." That basically like to explore these two stars and where they come from in the Gemara and the Rishonim, and try and work out if we can find enough Kaminas, etc. So we'll start with the second shita, which Lachor is the easiest. Right, the second shita is the Bala Itto, and the Bala Itto says that Tash Mishal Kedusha it's Mutta, only Tash Mishal Chol you're not allowed to have by the Neiris. So where's the Bala Itto coming from? So Lachor, there's a Mufurish Gemara, like the Bala Itto, the Gemara in Shabbos Chafes says, Omar Rav Yudah Omar Rav Asi, also the Hatzis Mois Kenegah Neu Chanukah, you're not allowed to count money Kenegah the Neu Chanukah, and the Gemara is Mazbe because of busy mitzvah. You're doing a mitzvah over here to start doing using the Neus and counting the money. That's the design for the mitzvah. The Lachayah Mufurish Gemara like the Bala Isur, that the Gemara only says what's the example of something which you're not allowed to do by Neus Chanukah. It's Dafka. Counting money, stuff like that, which would seem to imply that anything which is a higher level than that, like learning and Dvarim Shebekedusha, that would be allowed, because the Gemara Dafka gives the example of counting money, which is the Tash Mishal Chol, which, and that's where the Bala Itta comes from, and from there it would seem to be that Dafka Tash Mishal Chol, like money, the Tash Mishal Kedusha is going to be Mutter. However, the run in Shabbos is Choluk. And says around in Shabbos, Avga Araya, that not only Tashmi Shal Chol is also, but even Tashmi Shal Kedusha. What's the Raya of the Ran? The Ran says, we just read in the Mechaber that because you're not allowed to use the Neus on Chanukah, therefore you're allowed to light the Shvach Hashem and Shvach Pesilas on Shabbos, because there's no Chashash Hashem Ayateh. Says the Ran, if it would be that you're allowed to have, if you're allowed to do Tashmi Shal Kedusha by the Neus, right? Let's say you're allowed to eat your Shabbos to the Bala Neus, if that would be the case, then Vaisa, there's going to be a Chashash Shemoyate. You're going to move the Neus. If the Gemara is saying that because you're not allowed to use the Neus, therefore you're allowed to use bad wicks and bad oil on Shabbos, it must mean that it's also to use the Neus completely. Because if you're allowed to use the Neus for one aspect, Tash Mishal Kedusha, then Vaisa, there should be a Chashash, like by the Neus Shabbos, that with Shrach of Shem and Shrach of Siddur, the Shemayate. So says the Ran, it must be that not only Tash Mishal Chol is also, but even Tash Mishal Kedusha. And says the Ran, what's the Pshat? Why should Tash Mishal Kedusha be also? So the Gemara there, by counting the money, says it's busy mitzvah. So the Ran basically takes it a step further. And the Ran says that since when a person likes the Menorah, what's the Menorah? We're coming to remember the Neis that the Chashmonaim came in and they lit the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. But kids, so the mitzvah is a zecher to the menorah of the Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, the Chazal, when they gave us the mitzvah, they gave it the Gedorim, Azoivi, the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. And just like the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash, it's also to use at all. You can't sit and learn by the nose in the nose in the Beis HaMikdash. It might not be quite a me'ilah, but al kaponim, it's also. You're not going to have any hanor, even a kedusha the hanor from the nose in the Beis HaMikdash. Mimela, Mimela, therefore, who are then our neighbors as well? Our neighbors, which we like in Chanukah, we have to act in the same way as within the Beit HaMikdash, and therefore those neighbors are going to be also everything. Bein Shel Chol, Bein Shel Kedusha, and the Ran basically says that which the Gemara says, busy mitzvah, but you take it to more extreme. The Bala Itto learned busy mitzvah only means Tash Mishal Chol. Mashen, can the Ran says no, it means even Tash Mishal Kedusha. Aye, says the Ran, why does the Gemara give the example of counting money? If it's true that Tashmi Shel Chol and Tashmi Shel Kedusha is also, surely it would be better to give the example of Tashmi Shel Kedusha. Tell me a Chiddush, not only counting money, but even learning you can't do. Does the Gemara know? Because there's a Chiddush in counting money. However, I might have thought learning, I can hear that about you can't learn because that's a profit. No, maybe you would have thought counting money, looking at a few coins, he calls that Tashmish Kal. Such a temporary Kal, because Tashmish, maybe that isn't Osa. It's not called profit. No, come on, Shmuel. The Gemara says, even that is Osa. But it's not coming out of Tashmish Al Kudusha. And when the Gemara says, there's a mitzvah, I mean, Bain Tashmish Al Kal, Bain Tashmish Al Kudusha.
The
man
that
says Davka Tashmish, the first shita.
Yeah.
What did he do with Shema Yasser? It shouldn't be a problem.
Why
shouldn't it be a problem?
No,
I'm talking on Shabbos Chanukah. No, I'm talking on Shabbos. He's saying that the kasha on that shita is that because... No, I'm talking Dafke Shabbos. Dafke Shabbos I'm talking. Dafke Shabbos. Yeah, Dafke Shabbos.
So, talking on, could you not say that after Shmuel says that even more shal tzokah or more shal mitzvah?
Maybe you could say that, but I just thought the Gemara should speak it out. Maybe you could say that. Yeah. So at the bottom, so far we have two shittas going on the Gemara on Daf Chaf Beis. One, the Gemara says also to count money. Balar Yitzchak says it means only counting money. Tashmish Shel Chol is also Tashmish Shel Kedusha is going to be Mutar. And the Ran says no. This is a mitzvah, we take it more extreme. And even Tashmish Shel Kedusha is also, and money was just a chiddush of Tashmish Kal, and he's got a raya from the Din of Shemen. Now I'd like to introduce another shitta, which is like the Ran, but not like the Ran, and we'll see if there are differences. So the Gemara earlier, when the Gemara says it's also the Shtamish La'iro, Rashi seems to say a whole new term, nothing to do with Bizi Mitzvah. Says Rashi, you know why it's also the Shtamish La'iro, Dr. Rashi, because if you use the Neiros, it's a problem in Heka Mitzvah, Dr. Rashi. That if you've got the Neiros Chanukah and you start doing things by the Neir, you start reading or whatever it is, a person walking by will think, these Neiros, you only lit because you want to read, because you want to use. And there's a chesaron in pesum anisa. Therefore, that which is also to use the neiros is a problem. It's hateka. So if we just take a minute to work out what Rashi would hold, legabe this din of tashmish shel chol, tashmish shel kedusha l'chayra, Rashi will also hold like the Ran that tashmish shel kedusha. If we go with the reason of Rashi, Rashi says there's a problem in hateka. If that's the problem, then l'chayra like the Ran, bein tashmish shel chol, bein tashmish shel kedusha, both are going to be also. Because if there's a problem with Pesumanissa, even if you're doing a very holy zach by the Neiros, like learning, but a person walking by will think you only lit the Neiros and all that you can learn. He won't realize you lit it for some kind of Nei Chanukah. So therefore, if you Rashi as well, it would come out that since the Issa is to do with Heka, therefore also, according to Rashi, it's going to be also Bein Bechol, it's going to be also Bein Tashmishol, Bein Tashmishol Kedusha. So again, like the Ran, that it's going to be also Kol and Kedusha, but whereas the Ran learns the problem of busy mitzvahs, like the Beis HaMikdash, therefore you can't have any anor from the neighbors, Rashi learns it's a vort al teker. Now, taking it a step further, according to Rashi, what are we going to do with the Gemara about counting money? Right, Be'ish Gemara, according to the first two opinions, according to Balaus and according to the Ran, there's one Indian to do with the Issa of the neighbors Chanukah. What's that Issa? Busy mitzvah. You can't have a busy mitzvah, and the Shah is how far you take it. Tashmish Shel Chol or Tashmish Shel Kedusha. But according to Rashi, there's a bechlal, a whole different sibba why you can't use the neiros of Chanukah, and that's to do because of Heka, the chesaron and pesum anisa. What's the Gemara saying? What's the Gemara bringing another example of counting money and busy mitzvah? L'chori, you bechlal don't need that time. What's that bechlal doing? L'chori, Heka should be Heka is enough of a reason to answer, and busy mitzvah l'chori doesn't come in at all. Just agav the Balamo. Says that in Akhanami, these two sugyas don't go together, and it's two different ones on them, and the cholik on one another. But the rift brings down both sugyas. The rift, right, brings down Lalok, it brings down both sugyas. So, according to the rift, the two sugyas go together. And again, it's a bit shvair to say that the sugyas aren't going together. If we're going to try and put the sugyas together, how do these two talmidim work? On the one hand, Rashi says you're not allowed to use hayus because of hekka, and then the Gemara is on to a whole different time of building mitzvah. That's the kasha on Rashi. So the Rosh comes to save the day, and the Rosh says the teretz alib the Rashi, and says the Rosh azoy. Says the Rosh as follows. There's two zaken over here. The first, Rashi, when Rashi says there's a problem with Tadheka, what Gemara is Rashi going on? Rashi is going on this halacha, we just run the Machabah, the Gemara says that because you're allowed to use Shvach and Eirus for Chanukah, because it's also the Shtamash Lo'ayu, therefore there's no Chashash HaMayateh. Then the Rosh, according to that reason, only a Tashmish Kavua would be also by the Eirus, something which is permanent. Right? So if you're going to sit and learn for a long time, or you're going to read a book, a tashmish kavua, that's going to be awesome. If you're doing something which takes a certain length of time, then there's a chashash. Haka shemayata, you're there for a long time, and maybe over time, the lights will start flickering, and then there's a chashash, you might move the nails. So because on Chanukah, it's awesome to use the nails, therefore, you're allowed to use Shrach Shemen. Again, just to go back a second. Again, Rashi says the reason is Al Tekka. To go back. Again, if you say the problem is Hekka, so says the Rosh, it's only going to be a problem of Hekka to do a Tashmish Kavua. A Tashmish Kavua, if you read a long time the Neiris, or you learn by the Neiris, a person walking by will say, hey, vice versa, you lit the Neiris in order to learn, you lit the Neiris in order to read, and a person might realize that you're doing it for the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. But says the Rosh, therefore you can use Shvach HaShemen. But says the Rosh, Tashmish Arai, if you're just going to do something temporary, for example, you're just going to count some money or check some money, there's no problem with Tateka. If a person is walking past and he sees you looking at some money by the Neiris, he's not going to think that you lit the Neiris dust for the money. No one does that. A Tashmish Kavua, to sit and learn, Avadi, switch on the lights, to sit and learn. To do something which takes 1 second to go and check the money, a person wouldn't have lit the Neiris just to check some money. And therefore, the Gemara, when Rashi says Hekka only comes to disclaim and comes to after any Tashmish Kavua. Tashmish Arai wouldn't be asked for the reason of Hekka, says the Rosh. And therefore, what's the other Gemara? The other Gemara comes to say that Hekka is one reason, but you have to have another reason. You have to have the reason of Bizei Mitzvah, because Bizei Mitzvah comes and tells me that not only Tashmish Kavua is asked, but even something which is a bizoin, Tashmish Arai, like counting some money, it's a mundane zach, even that is going to be awesome. So again, according to Rashi, you have to have both reasons. Hekka comes and tells me, Hekka is a problem with Sad Kavua. Kavua, there's a Chassan and Pesum and Issa. Mash Enken, the Gemara in Chafes, which is Bizei Mitzvah, you also need that reason, because Hekka wouldn't tell me Tashmish Arai, so therefore Bizei Mitzvah comes and tells me that even Tashmish Arai, that is going to be awesome.
You're just making an assumption.
Yeah.
I think the Tashmish of Kedusha didn't take a long time, and the Tashmish of House of Smoyot or any other Pechol.
Right.
Yeah, it's just an assumption, right?
It's very good. It says the Rosh, according to this, let's say you're having a Tashmish Arai Shal Kedusha, Lemoshel. Let's say you're not learning, you just want to check something up by a sefer. Yeah, maybe check it. Exactly. So it says the Rosh, according to this, it's going to come out that it will be mutter according to Rashi, because Bizei Mitzvah is only a problem by something which is a bezoin, like counting money, right? That's bezoin. Hekka is only a problem with Tzad Kavua. So let's say you've got a Tashmish Arai Shal Kedusha. On the one hand, a Tashmish Arai, there's no problem with Tzad Hekka, no lacking of Pesum and Issa. There's a problem with Bizei Mitzvah. No, if it's Tashmish Shal Kedusha, it's going to be okay. So it'll come out an afkamina between Rashi and the Ran. According to the Ran, that our neighbors are mamash like the base on Mikdosh, therefore you kind of any Tashmish, not shall Arai, not shall Kavua, not shall Chol, not shall, not Kavua, not Arai, not Chol, not Kodesh. You can't have anything. Mash Enkin, according to Rashi, would come out this small afkamina, that there's two different reasons in the Gemara. There's Hekka and there's Bizei Mitzvah. Hekka comes and tells me that everything which is Kavua is out. All right. Busy means it tells you something which is busy is out. If you have, if you have a tashmish arash al kedusha, then according to Rashi, that would be mutter. That would come out in nafka minna between Rashi and the run. So just to summarize, we really have three shittas. Just to summarize, according to Balo Ito, who's the most makel, every tashmish al kedusha is going to be mutter. Because busy mitzvah, the only problem of Neir Chanukah is to do something which is a bezoyin. Anything which is not a bezoyin, like kedusha, even learning a long time, that's going to be mutzah. That's kavala isor. On the other extreme, you have the run. The run wants to say everything is osur, and that's everything is osur. Because since we're our neighbors allowed to visit the mikdash, therefore we take busy mitzvah all the way, and bein shel arayah, bein shel kedusha, everything's going to be out. Rashi would be somewhere in the middle, and you have to work out which is the first shit in the Shulchan Aruch. If you have time, maybe we'll do that. But Rashi holds the note that yes, Tashmish al Kedusha be'etim is osa, because since there's a din of Hekka, Pesum HaNisa, therefore, you know, even Tashmish al Kedusha takes away from the Pesum HaNisa, but it's only at Kamod, it's a Kavua, the Katashmish. If it's an Ari, the Katashmish, just to check something back, just to check something up in a Sefer, or check it, says this, then according to Rashi, it would be Mutter.
Got two problems with it.
Okay, go on.
Okay. Number one, the Roya. That's who you're worried about.
The Roya, right.
Person. The Roya is the Arai. He's walking past. He only sees the minutes of what's going on. So he doesn't know whether or not you've been counting money for an hour or whether you're counting money for a minute. He's got no idea.
I hear.
He's only just looking in as he passes by.
I hear. Maybe he's there recording.
And the second thing is, when it's in the house of smalls, you're making a kid there. If he's counting money for a long time, then it's awesome. It's counted only for a short time, then it's
mutter. Yeah, Pashtus,
it seems to take on
that like, counting money is something which is usually takes not very long. You just, you know.
People spend a lot more time counting money than learning.
I hear. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you're counting money?
Yeah.
In economy, that's why just counting money, there's no problem of people thinking the wrong thing. No, if you sit and learn by the night, in those days they didn't have these beautiful lights.
I don't know.
So I just want to say one more thing. Again, the Machaber says it's also to have Tashmish al Kedusha. And we said there's two reasons why it's also to have Tashmish al Kedusha. Either you have the Ram's reason, which is because it's like the Beit HaMikdash, you can't have any hanok from the Neiros, or you have Rashi's reason that because the problem is Tateka, therefore it's a lack of Pesum HaNisa and a personal win is with the Neiros for Chanukah. Now I just want to work out and say the Geshmaka Be'alocha, which Shitta is the Mechaber and the Umar going with, right? They bring down Tashmish al Kedusha is Osa. Which Shitta is it going with? Are we going with the Heker reason or are we going with the Beit HaMikdash reason? And we've already got one after Kamina, which is Tashmish al Kedusha, and I want to try and prove from the Rama which way he holds. So there's another halacha. The halacha is the halacha of a shamash, right? The Machaber brings down. It should be extra light, right? There's a halacha that you have to light the shamash. Now we know that it's also to use the name of Chanukah. There's a shaila among the Neis Kalim. Let's say you've got the Chanukah, you've got the menorah, and you've got the shamash. Are you allowed to use the Neiros together with the Shamash? As in, once you've got the Shamash, therefore you can use any to be makbid to sit back about the Shamash. You can use generally the lights by the menorah, or do we say no? You're not allowed to use the Neiros at all, and only you have to be careful if you're sitting by the lights of the menorah that you're only using the light of the Shamash, and you can't mix in with the other Neiros. So l'chayu, it's clear in the Rama. The Rama brings down halacha that the Shamash. The Shamash should be bigger than other lights. Why should it be bigger than other lights? Because the Rama is taking on that you've got to be careful. It's not just enough. You've got the Neiros of Chanukah and another light. You've got to be careful that when you're using these lights, you're only using the Neiros of the Shamash. and therefore you're therefore make sure the shamash is bigger in order that when you're sitting by the lights you're getting anah only from the shamash and not from the other neirus. That's one thing the Ramah says. Now the Chora, then the Ramah later on says something very puzzling. He brings down a truma sedesh, and the truma sedesh has got a case. A person's name is Chanukah, and they went out, and the shemen is still osav anah, it was still hooked to the mitzvah. And then what happened is this shemen of Chanukah got mixed in with lots of other oil. So says the truma sedesh, even though normally we have a cloud of bittul, you can one thing is bottom and another thing, right? But it says the truma sedesh here, even if it was one cup of oil in a thousand cups of oil, it's never going to be bottled, because since the Ner Shel Chanukah is a choshev thing, therefore all the oil becomes osa, and you can't just take one cup and say Rav tells me or Shishim tells me that I'm allowed to use this. No, it doesn't work. Bittul doesn't work over here. So again, your cup of shemen gets mixed in with other shemen, so it's not bottled. So what do you do? Says the Ramah, I've got an answer for you. Well, yes, let's say you want to use this oil. So what do you do? Is the whole thing osa? Says the Ramah as follows. Let's say you have 1,000 cups, and one of them is an Ner Chanukah. Says the Ramah, all you have to do is, you have to light as many cups that it would take that you've for sure also got other oil in there. So let's say you've got 2 cups of oil of Chanukah mixed in with 1,000 cups. So says the Ramah, light 3 cups of oil, and now for sure one of the cups is going to be a cup of chol, and now it's going to be mutter because you're not only using the nearest of Chanukah. So make sure you've used more. You can't just take one because maybe that one is the Ner Chanukah. But if you take if you've got 2 cups mixed and you take 3, you're going to have for sure taken the Ner Chanukah. So the kasher is and the Be'alacha asked the Shaila. I don't understand. The Chol Ramah says to himself, when it came to earlier, the Ramah seemed to say you can't use the nearest of Chanukah together with the shamash. You can't use the nearest at all. You have to only use the shamash. That's there. Mashenken over here, the Ramah seems to be saying, as long you've got all the cups mixed up, as long as you've also lit the Ner Shel Chol, it's going to be okay. Do you? So the answer is basically as follows. It depends how you learn. If you learn like the Ran and the Bach takes this on, that the Esther to use the Neirus is it's a bizarre, and you're not allowed to use the Neirus, then it doesn't make a difference, right? It doesn't make a difference. Both cases, it should be the same. If you hold that you're only allowed to use the shamash, you can't use the other neirus, then who has it over here as well? When it's mixed up, then you're not allowed to have any anah even together with the shamash, there will be also. Masha Ein Kane says, this comes from Machzor Shekel, Rashi is learning the voice Tekka. So it goes as follows. The first Ramah, which we quoted, is talking about when you're doing the mitzvah of Chanukah. You're doing the mitzvah of Chanukah, there's a vo of Hekka. So what's the zach of hekka? Hekka is that you can't even use the shamash together with the other neirus because still was a problem. A person will think you lit all these neirus for not for Chanukah. That's over there. Masha ain't came over here. We're not talking about on Chanukah. The oil got mixed up. You now want to use oil. It's b'chal not Chanukah. There's no customer list over here. It's just you want to use oil for your cooking or heat something up, whatever it is. So now there's no problem with hekka. There's no problem with hekka. Then as long as, so what's the only problem left according to Rashi? Only busy mitzvah. Busy mitzvah, okay. As long as you're using the neirus together with the neirus of the shamash, there's no problem with busy mitzvah. So l'chayr, we can prove from here that the Ramah that makes this chiluk between only using the shamash and between this case of the tairuvus, l'chayr, that will fit well according to Rashi, that the idea is hekka. And have a good morning, everyone.
עולם שלם של תוכן מחכה לך בכל הלשון 03-617-1111